Sometimes we don't know what's the plan of God for us. We sometimes question Him and can't understand why He allows things to happen. In our first reading, it was a mixed emotion for Joseph to see his brothers. Remember that Joseph was sold by his brothers to get rid of him. But now, Joseph was the one who saved them from hunger and famine. So Joseph said to his brothers, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves, because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life." God has its own plan. God has its own plan for us. We just need to trust Him, even if it is difficult to understand at that moment. Maybe Joseph was so angry when his brothers sold him to Egypt. But God has its purpose. And in our responsorial psalm, it reminds us we always need to be grateful for all the things that happen to us. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. While in our gospel, Jesus gave instruction to his disciples to proclaim that the kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons, give without payment, travel light, and bring peace to every house and town you enter. This was given to them, and now to every one of us. We are called to proclaim the supremacy and lordship of God by our words, actions, and lifestyle. We are called to bring healing into people's lives by raising them, not literally from the dead, but who are virtually dead, though physically alive, and need to be taken back to a holy human and spiritual life. Also, lepers in our society today, not physically sick, but who are marginalized and push out to the edges, people who need to be reintegrated. Those who are not literally possessed by the evil spirits, but controlled by worldly demons, such as alcohol and drugs. Those who are captured by materialism, consumerism, hedonism, and sexism of our time, they also need to be liberated through our help, concern, compassion, and prayer. My dear brothers and sisters, we have a lot of work to do, each of us in our own little way, according to our talents, time, gifts, and life situation. We are called to bring good news to all, cure the sick, cast out demons, bring back people to God. So like the disciples, let us do our part to bring Christ to all.